You're listening to SBS News.
UN Security Council members Poland, the UK and the US, together with non-council members Brazil, Canada and Jordan, have raised concerns about religious freedom around the world. From the UK, Lord Tariq Mahmoud Ahmed of Wimbledon, the British Prime Minister's special envoy for freedom of religion or belief, says the world's many areas of conflict particularly impact faith communities.
Freedom of religion or belief is an inherent human right. When we look around the world, conflicts besiege us. And quite often, where conflicts take place, it is an unfortunate consequence, but we see the reality of it, that religious communities, faith communities are suppressed, particularly minority communities.
Poland's Foreign Minister, Jacek Czaputowicz, says religious freedom is a priority for his government at a time when threats against religious groups are on the rise.
Promotion of religious freedom and protection of people belonging to religious minorities constitute one of the priorities of Polish foreign policy in the face of growing threats of terrorism, extremism, mutual understanding and cooperation among ethnic, cultural and religious groups is more important than ever. A state of religious freedom worldwide is alarming, is very bad. It is estimated that one-third of the world's population suffer some form of religious persecution, with Christians being the most persecuted group.
The United Nations has launched the International Day commemorating the victims of acts of violence based on religion or belief, which will take place on August the 22nd each year. It recognises the importance of providing victims of acts of violence based on religion or belief and members of their families with appropriate support and assistance in accordance with applicable law. The United States Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, Samuel Brownback, says he's frequently horrified at the violence shown to faith groups around the world.
The state of religious freedom around the world is bad and it's getting worse. According to Pew Research, 83% of the global community lives in a restricted religious environment. That is, that they cannot practice their faith freely. We find in some places around the world a horrific level of violence towards particularly religious minorities.
One area of particular concern is in China, and Ambassador Brownback brought up the issue of the Uyghur community, but says they are not alone in being targeted by Chinese authorities.
Well, the Uyghur situation is well documented by the international press. We're seeing the situation of particularly the house church movement, but not exclusively that, of a number of churches being torn down, people, pastors thrown in jail. But it doesn't stop there. It also includes Tibetan Buddhism that has been persecuted for decades now and continues to be. And then the Falun Gong spiritual movement, many have been arrested. I think it really is something important for China to step up and to actually follow their constitution and the UN Declaration of Human Rights and provide for religious freedom.
UN Security General Antonio Guterres urged the world to remember the victims of religious persecution and to stamp out anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim hatred, the persecution of Christians and other religious groups. And speaking via video link from Geneva, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said that she was deeply alarmed by the worldwide rise of xenophobia, racism and religious intolerance. She says those attitudes are menacing to our lives as well as to democracy, social instability and peace. The Vice Chair of the US Commission on International Religious Freedom, Nadine Mainzer, says religious freedom is fundamental.
Everyone has a right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, no matter what country they reside or what religion they believe or don't believe.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.